By a 56-44 margin, Arizonans approved a constitutional amendment in 2008 to define marriage as solely between one man and one woman. But Paul Uyghur of the Human Rights Campaign said a lot has changed in the last 5 years.
For example, Wisconsin in 2006 passed a similar amendment, and yet this past year elected the first openly gay senator.
Kathy Herod of the Center for Arizona Policy, which championed the 2008 vote, dismissed that as meaningless. She said people support candidates for their stances, not their sexual orientation. The aim of the coalition is to bring support for gay marriage in Arizona to where they're confident enough to spend time and money to seek repeal of the 2008 amendment in 2016. But Herod already is laying the groundwork to make the debate more personal for voters than just questions of equal treatment for gays under the law. She cited a federal court ruling from Massachusetts, which threw out a lawsuit by parents upset about reading materials for their child.
Books promoting same-sex marriage were required reading for six-year-olds, and parents had no right. Regardless of where you are on the marriage issue, talking to your children about same-sex relationships should be reserved to the parents when the child's only 6 years old.
A poll earlier this year showed 55% support allowing gays to wed, with 35% opposed. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.